Good morning, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Stewart's first dentist, Harry Hipson, didn't stay long the first time he came to town. That was in the early 1920s. Hipson's son, Dale, also a dentist, says his dad found out quickly that electricity was nearly non-existent in Stewart.
They had it Wednesday afternoon so the ladies could do their ironings.
That was it?
In town, that was it. So he realized that he couldn't open his practice. So he went back to Jacksonville and practiced with another dentist until we had electricity. One of the realtors sent him a telegram, said, "We have electricity all day, every day. Come on down." So he did.
And he brought his electric drill.
He did, right. We did have the little pump drill, you know, the foot drill, but he didn't use it. He didn't have to.
There was only electricity on Wednesday afternoon so the ladies could do their ironing.
That's the story I got. I'm sure it's true because he got the telegram. When he came down, it was, an eight-hour trip from Jacksonville by train. He got here about 4 or 5 in the morning, and there was nobody there. Mom heard him say, "My God, what have I done?"
He was at the train station by himself?
All by himself, right. This is a small town. It was a good town, a friendly town.
He acquired an early nickname that came about when his mother was in the early stages of pregnancy.
Everyone went to the Stewart Drug, and that's where we had our first air conditioning. And everybody sat around the counter and had coffee. Red Williams was there. He was the pharmacist. Dr. Parker was there. Mom went in and said, "I'm feeling a little bilious today, and either of you got an idea what I could do?" They gave her something, and 2 weeks later she came back and said, "I'm still bilious." And Dr. Parker looked at her and said, "Cassie, I think you're pregnant."
And he was the obstetrician around here, so he probably knew what he was saying.
Yes, he did. He knew it all. Anyway, Red Williams, he said, "Call me Bilious." Mom and Dad said, "That's not right," so they called me Billy. Then they shortened it to Bill. And then when I went to school in the first grade, Mom and Dad sat me down and they said, "Bill, we got something to tell you." I thought, "By God, I'm adopted." And it said, "Your name is Dale." So from then on, it was Dale.
You were Bill because your mother was feeling a little bilious.
You got it.
Now, that's a word you don't hear anymore. Did it mean basically just not feeling right, feeling a little seasick?
Yeah. Just nausea. And, of course, that was the morning sickness they call it now, I guess.
Dale Hipson was in high school during the early years of World War II when German U-boats prowled offshore. He was trained as a junior air raid warden.
And my job was to get on my bicycle and ride around the neighborhood with no lights. Then we'd tell the people, "I can see too much light."
So you had to bang on people's doors and tell them to pull down the shades?
That's right. And they stuck to the rules pretty good. And the headlights had just a little, about a 1x1 square on the headlights, so the glare wouldn't alert a submarine that there was a ship passing between them and the light.
But I guess people really didn't do much driving at night if they could avoid it during that time. Is that right?
Oh, that's right. It was slow, and you couldn't see very much. Fortunately, there weren't too many people here, but it was still bad.
No street lights either?
Everything was dark. It was just complete blackout.
He was sleeping at home in Stewart when a U-boat torpedoed a freighter off Jupiter Island, 15 miles away.
It almost bounced me out of bed. About that time, an Eastern airliner came over, and Dad said, "Oh, my gosh, we're having an air raid." And I said, "No, Dad, that's the Eastern airliner." I could recognize the sound of the engines.
Hipson remembers seeing cargo washing ashore in Jensen from other freighters burning at sea.
As you can see, packs of cereal and bolts of cloth.
Salvaged some goods that washed in?
No, someone beat me to it.
Dale Hipson, now retired, was Stewart's third dentist. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.